now it's called homemade whiskey scrap iron. Because you, first place, you can't get none but just some old, really low grade, because now back in the Prohibition, you could get some real good whiskey. I have bought some that was as good as any brand you go in the store and buy today in Alabama. Just as good as old Granddad, old Foster, or I.W. Harper, or any of that 100 proof stuff. It was probably 120 proof itself. Made out of sugar and rye and a little bit of corn. And I've drank it made out of pure corn and sugar, and then rye and sugar, and then I've had a little mixture of both. That corn whiskey's been strong and rye whiskey.
So you have tasted some of this shinny?
Shinny? A few times.
Powerful stuff?
Some of it was. Powerful good and powerful bad.
Oh, wait.
Yes, sir, I've drank some as good as even buy at the liquor store, let me tell you. Man bought, made on a copper spill, bought new kegs and aged it in out of back before you could buy it.
Well, it helped to know who made it, I reckon, under what circumstances.
Till you get a few drinks and then you didn't get it.
I don't imagine it took 2 million to get feeling like that.
No, it didn't. Now, I had an old friend up the road here, he was kin to me, and he drank all his life. He would get him his homemade, and they called it toddy. They put sugar and water and stir it up and dissolve your sugar, and then pour what some folks want, strong toddy, some weak toddy, some medium toddy, they put what whiskey want in. But he got the way he would take him a pint bottle and make him a toddy like that, and he called it jukum.
Jukum?
You want to drink a jukum? You know what it was, what he's talking about. That's what he called it, jukum.
That was
Paul's
granddaddy.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was. That was Postmaster's granddaddy.
This is Bob's daughter that just married this girl.
Huh. That's good. Well, I hadn't heard of that. While I was thinking of it, I wanted to ask you about, this doesn't have anything to do with whiskey or anything, but around here, what do people call an insect that's kind of got a thin body and transparent wings? You usually see them around lakes or ponds. They like to light on your fishing pole, you know, and you have to twitch it to get them off.
A bug? You saying what?
A kind of insect.
Insect?
Right. You see them around ponds and lakes and...
Well, I don't fish and I don't know much about that.
That'd be a mosquito hawk.
Right. Is that what you call it?
What?
Mosquito hawk.
Mosquito hawk? Good old long spinning thing. There is one they call a mosquito hawk. Yeah. Got little long wings and do around. They claim they catch mosquitoes. That's what they claim. I don't know. I believe they call that a mosquito hawk.
You ever hear anybody around here call it a snake doctor or a dragon?
Yeah, they call it a snake doctor. I've seen them around these creeks and things. They're flying around called snake doctor. I don't believe I've heard them call that in a long time.
What do you call this insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in it?
Moth. Moth.
One that I don't see these around much anymore, but usually see them at night. They kind of blink on and off.
Lightning bug. Mm-hmm. That's what we call them around here, lightning bug. Mm-hmm.
Do you see those around much anymore?
I don't believe I do. But I used to. They were plentiful every night, certain time of year.